A Muslim cleric puts a hit on a Christian woman accused of blasphemy. Believers help refugees survive the war zones. And an unreached people group in Laos connects with the gospel for the very first time. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. An Islamic cleric in Pakistan has just put a contract out on Asia Bibi, a Christian woman accused of blasphemy. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
earlier this month, a mullah in Pakistan has offered a 500,000 rupee bonus for anyone who kills Asia Bibi, anyone who takes her life. So whether she is in jail or out of jail, whether she is found guilty or whether the death penalty is thrown out, she's now got a price on her head.
Bibi is appealing her death sentence now, and it's brought international outcry on her behalf.
It's another example of how these blasphemy laws are used against Christians in Pakistan. Any time there is a dispute of any kind, instantly blasphemy charges are filed.
Christians in Pakistan know the risk they take identifying themselves with Christ, but they focus on the positive message of the hope of Christ.
Instead of talking negatively about Islam or the Quran or Muhammad, they simply talk about the Bible and they talk about Jesus and the fact that he loves us and he died for our sins.
Next, over 43 million people around the world have fled their homes and are living as refugees this Christmas. Most have lost family members and everything they have, says Bas van der Zalm of Medical Teams International.
Jesus was a refugee when he was born in Bethlehem, and Herod learned about it. He had to flee Bethlehem in order to save his life and went out like most refugees do, with the clothes on their back and no food and no shelter and probably a lot of uncertainty about where to go.
Medical Teams International volunteers run medical clinics for refugees in war-torn Central Africa. Just $5 for medicine can help treat a common illness and even save a life.
We're reaching out not only to those who don't know Christ and who need to experience his love, but in many cases these are our own brothers and sisters for whom we're caring as well. So it's wonderful to be able to say to them, they're not alone. God cares for them.
Go to our website to learn how you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Vision Beyond Borders is celebrating Christmas in Southeast Asia this year. VBB is on the road today, delivering Bibles and even a toilet to believers in China and Laos. Patrick Klein tells us about their most exciting stop in Laos.
We're going to be trying to reach out to a tribal group in the country that's never been reached with the gospel. And our goal is to reach about 80-90% of this tribal group within a couple weeks.
But the government in Laos generally doesn't look kindly on Christians and even views them as enemies. This trip could be dangerous, so pray for safety and for open hearts. You can do a few more things to get involved.
If people want to support, that's great. And we can also use people to come on trips with us to help us come over and deliver Bibles to our brothers and sisters and go into these remote areas and bring the gospel to people who have never heard. You know, to me, we have the greatest responsibility in the whole world. I mean, we're ambassadors for Christ.
And you can be Christ's ambassador on a trip with VBB. Our website can connect you. Meanwhile, nearly a quarter of child deaths in Ghana are caused by malaria, a preventable disease. An 8CJB Global Hands team recently returned from both Ghana and Burkina Faso, where they treated child malaria patients. One child's fever was up to 106 degrees. In just a few weeks' time, the team served over 1,000 patients who suffered from malaria or other illnesses. The team also had several opportunities to share the gospel, so pray that the news of the great physician would sink in. And hundreds of kids whose parents are incarcerated are learning the Bible through Crossroad Bible Institute's new Manga Messiah Notebooks. The course teaches gospel truth through the popular Japanese style of comics, with fun puzzles and Bible verses, as well as practical application. After a successful pilot program, CBI is releasing the courses worldwide just in time for Christmas. You can become an instructor and correspond with these kids, teaching them about the love of Christ. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Karen people of Burma face unspeakable atrocities every day, yet few people know about it. Here's your chance to get the Vision Beyond Borders DVD documentary and associated prayer guide to help you pray more effectively for them. Get these free resources by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.